Good morning. It's the 13th of August, Steve Smith. And if Cultural Continuum has kind of a hard news edge this morning, it's because I'm joined by my co-host in the Siouxland Public Media Newsroom, Mary Hartnett. Hey there, Mary.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thanks good. For joining me this morning. And thank you all for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum. Getting underway with an event happening this evening. All are invited to join the Summer Naturalists at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center at 7 o'clock to celebrate activities around a campfire. Good night for a campfire tonight. With s'mores, bring a mask when you can't social distance. Also, the center will be welcoming the band Central Time and Friends for live music. It is free. There is a limit, though, of about 30 people. You need to pre-register to do that. You can do so by calling 712-258-0838.
And tonight at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the Robert Cray Band will perform at 8 p.m. The five-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and guitarist has just started the American leg of his tour after recently returning from Germany in support of his most recent album called That's What I Heard. Go to hardrockhotelandcasino.com for information.
And tonight and this weekend, Okoboji Summer Theater will be wrapping up its summer of performances. They're all going to be done after this Sunday. Urinetown the Musical is the last production, a side-splitting send-up of greed, love, revolution, and musicals in a time where water is worth its weight in gold. For more information on Okoboji Summer Theater and their final performance of the year, go to boxoffice@okobojisummertheater.org.
The Sioux City Arts Center is offering students a chance to work in a variety of media every Saturday, including tomorrow, 10:30 to noon. Aspiring artists can work with paint, printing, drawing, assemblage, clay, and sculpture. Artwork will be sent home at the end of each class. Attendees should bring their friends and dress to be messy. This week, the craft is 3D Picasso faces. Go to SiouxCityArtsCenter.org.
That sounds like an interesting one.
It does.
A majestic live eagle is coming to the Betty Strong Encounter Center on Sunday on a program called Learning About Eagles. That'll be at the center at 2 o'clock on Sunday. The SOAR, or Save Our Avian Resources staff, will be there to present a 45-minute program, introducing audiences to the grace and beauty of the bald eagle. The event is appropriate for all ages. Learning About Eagles will explore the comeback of bald eagles in Iowa and what still threatens our national symbol. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com to find out more.
And the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center will host Reimagining America, the Maps of Lewis and Clark, opening Tuesday, August 17th. It's on view through September 30th. This exhibit is designed to help Americans understand how information gathering and mapping by the 1803 to 1806 Lewis and Clark expedition created a new portrait of our country that led to the nation's western expansion. The exhibit is free of charge. It's available Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
And we've had a kind of a few things slowly drop off in our summer. Municipal band concerts and now Downtown Live has been over. But the Pearson Lakes Arts Center is still going strong through the rest of the month with performances on Tuesday nights. Dave Rowley and friends will be performing at the Lords and Performing Arts Theater in Okoboji. It's become a staple of the Iowa Great Lakes music scene each summer for nearly two decades. Dave and friends have put on fun concerts at the Pearson Lakes Arts Center. The fun resumes Tuesday night, August 17th, for a 7:30 show. Go to lakesart.org for details.
The Sioux City Public Library's next library story time is Wednesday, August 18th at 10:30 a.m. in the Garrison Room of the downtown Wilbur Alfs Library. Library Storytime is a unique place for young children and their caring adults to explore the world together. Curious young minds experience the magic that stories offer while developing the early literacy skills needed to be ready to read. Go to SiouxCityLibrary.libcal.com.
And the Hump Day Happy Hour Series, that's another one of those events that's going strong here in the late summer. Their next event will be outside of the Tyson Event Center Wednesday, August 18th. It's kind of early in the evening from 5 to 7:30. Ultraviolet Fever will be playing. The event will also feature food trucks and bar service. Go to TysonCenter.com for more information on the Hump Day Happy Hour.
Also still going, the Windmill Park events, Wednesday, August 18th. Orange City Arts presents another onstage OC event at Windmill Park with Hollander Jazz Band at 7 p.m. That band is a relatively new combo made up of local artists bringing lots of energy and inspiration in jazz. Go to orangecityarts.net.
Sioux City Public Museum's next History at High Noon program will be on Thursday. That's August 19th at 12:05. Pack your lunch. Enjoy the museum's archival records clerk, Haley Aguirre, for a program called Irish in Sioux City. Those not able to attend in person can look at the presentation on the internet on the museum's YouTube channel. Go to siouxcitymuseum.org for details.
And Art Splash is coming up this Labor Day weekend at its brand new downtown location, the grounds of the Sioux City Arts Center. It's free to the public and will need the help of plenty of volunteers to make that festival a success. All abilities and skills are needed. Those interested in volunteering can pick time and the area in which they would like to help. Go to siouxcityartcenter.org and click on Get Involved in the Art Splash tab.
Another kind of chance to help out a bigger organization, the Morningside Symphonic Chorus is presenting Carl Orff's epic choral masterpiece, Carmina Burana. That won't be going on until November, but they are looking to kind of fill out the choir. So they are looking for community members who sing to join in the chorus. Rehearsals begin August 31st. That's August 31st at 7 o'clock at Epley Auditorium on the Morningside University campus. If you'd like more information, you can go to morningside.edu/symphonic-chorus.
Oh, that sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, you sing, don't you, Mary?
Yeah, for a while. It'd be fun to do that chorus thing.
It would be. It's such a cool piece.
Yeah. The 2021 Alley Art Festival will be Saturday, September 25th. From 1 to 11 p.m. in downtown Sioux City in the alleyways between 4th and 5th and Pierce and Nebraska Streets. And this year, the alley next to the Orpheum Theater is added. Registration, if you are an aspiring muralist, is open until Friday, August 20th. Go to downtownsiouxcity.com/events.
Murals are so cool.
Yeah.
Finally, Sioux City Community Theater, they won't be starting until Friday night, but their next production will be called, or is called, Parallel Lives. Performance starts Friday and run through Sunday, August 29th. Go to scctheater.org to find out more. And that will do it for today's edition of Cultural Continuum. I'll leave you with music of Robert Cray. I guess that makes sense as we wrap up today's edition. Thank you, Mary Hartnett, for dropping by, and thank you for listening to Cultural Continuum.